Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The traffic is moving slowly in Boysons on the M1 South through the Crown Interchange towards Boysons, and still ongoing reports of community protest action in Robbie Ridge. Avoid the Modderfontein Road and Dane Road area if at all possible.
The IEC has defended its decision to appeal the Electoral Court's ruling to allow former President Jacob Zuma to contest in next month's election. And moving to African news, a Kenyan military helicopter carrying top brass, including the country's defense chief general, crashed earlier today. The SABC reports 5 deaths, and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres painted a dark picture of the situation in the Middle East, warning that spiraling tensions over the war in Gaza and Iran's attack on Israel could turn into a full-scale regional conflict. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now, it's time for the Business Minute. And Franska Neidler kicks it off in the international front.
Stock markets closed broadly higher in the East this morning on the back of Taiwan Semiconductor's strong results. Markets in Europe also follow the markets in the East, with the FTSE 100 currently trading 0.4% higher, the French CAC 40 is currently trading 0.5% stronger, and the German DAX 0.3% higher. In the US, the S&P 500 is currently trading 0.4% higher in anticipation of Netflix reporting results later tonight.
And locally, the JSE closed 0.3% stronger.
The resource index 0.1% lower, the financial index closed 0.6% higher, and the industrial index also closed 0.6% higher. BSG Financial Services also released their results today, where the company saw an 11% increase in recurring headline earnings per share. The company also increased their dividend payout with 17% on an annual basis.
A dollar is trading at R19.14, a euro R20.40, and a pound R23.85. Gold trading at $2,383.31 per fine ounce, and oil at $87.05 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 7.
We start off with some cricket news. The Mumbai Indians made 192 for 7 in their 20 overs, with Surya Kumar Yadav, the top scorer there, 78 off only 53 deliveries. He's been substituted for Ashdeep Singh for his troubles. And at the moment, the Punjab Kings are 32 for 4 after 4 overs in the 20 that they're going to be chasing down, of course, a 193 for victory in that match. And Vodacom Bulls flanker Cameron Hanekom is free to play after the citing complaint against him was dismissed by an EPCR disciplinary committee. The independent committee studied the video imagery of the evidence and also heard from Hanekom, who admitted that he'd committed an act of foul play but did not accept that it warranted a red card, and they agreed. Now, Liverpool are staring down the barrel of a Europa League elimination, and they've got a mountain to climb against in the quarterfinal against Atalanta tonight. But their coach, Jurgen Klopp, believes that it is possible.
That we conceded the 3 goals had nothing to do with the approach. So, losing the ball in the wrong moments, not being organized in the moments, had nothing to do with the approach. It's not that I said the boys, let them run. They will not score when we leave them alone in the box. Was not the way we spoke about it. So the approach will not change. We should do better.
Yep, they will be playing the Liverpool way tonight as well, and proudly sporting their new Bundesliga winners' medals, Bayer Leverkusen will seek to finish the job in the second leg of their Europa League quarterfinal against West Ham tonight. Newly crowned German champions strolled past David Moyes' men 2-0 last week in the opening battle, although the hosts already won one comeback victory. Under the belt in 2024, it'll be difficult for David Moyes' men, of course, to be able to get through to the semi-finals. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, the music you love, exclusive to the